With the fate of Hahnemann Hospital hanging in the balance, doctors, nurses, and other employees took to City Hall yesterday to demand the historic safety net facility remain open. About the same time, the Pennsylvania Health Department ordered Hahnemann's owner to cease and desist any action towards shuttering the hospital until it submits a closure plan. As of last night, the owner had not responded to state regulators. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports for staff and patients, the hospital closing would mean the loss of something less concrete.
Edna Devlin is 73 and has been seeing doctors at Hahnemann since she was a teenager. She goes in for a range of conditions, from emphysema to diabetes.
They know me. They know my ailments, missing everything. Then I got to go somewhere. They take all my paperwork to a new hospital. Then I got to start all over telling them what's wrong with me. When they can just hit a button in there with my name and social security number and everything come up about me.
Devlin says she's worried about what the loss of the Hahnemann Emergency Department will mean for her neighborhood, too. She lives at 7th and Spring Garden.
My kids called me last night and said, Mom, if something happened to you, where are you going to go for emergency? I'm not going away if there's no temple trauma. They got enough up there at temple with the shootings and knives.
Devlin's not the only one worried about other emergency departments picking up Hahnemann's slack. Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine ordered Hahnemann's leadership to cease and desist any attempts to close without a plan in place.
They can't just say that they're going to stop treating patients without an in-depth plan about how that's going to happen. We need to have each department work with other departments in the city about their plan of care.
While the news of Hahnemann's closing came as a surprise to many, the signs of financial struggle had been building. The owners laid off 175 workers in April. Bernard Brooks coordinates equipment in the operating rooms at Hahnemann. He says he suspected the end was near when he kept running out of supplies.
They had to have these special tubing that has to use for the knee. So for like almost a month, we didn't get none in. And they couldn't do too many knee surgeries at that time.
Brooks has been working at Hahnemann for almost 35 years. He says if the hospital does close, it's the people he'll miss.
When I started there, it was just a job, but then it became like a family. And that word hurts so much.
Doctors and nurses said the same thing. Shawn Mattson just finished her OBGYN residency through Drexel School of Medicine and signed on to continue working as an attending physician at Hahnemann. She wanted to stay on as a mentor, and because she loves her patients.
Like, it's certainly not the most beautiful hospital in the city. It's certainly not the newest. But I think in terms of, like, the amount that people care, like, it's an incredibly special place where people, like, go above and beyond in caring for their patients, in caring for one another.
Mattson's new job is set to start in August. She doesn't know what will happen, but stressed that the real impact is on the patients. Like Edna Devlin, who loves Hahnemann so much, she won't even leave when she's supposed to.
When I had my surgery in July, they took good care of me in there because I refused to leave the next day.
What do you mean you refused to leave?
They say you get hip replacement, knee replacement, you go home the next day. I ain't go home for 2 days, guys. I had to learn how to take care of myself. They let me stay. They took care of me.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.